On the heels of a recent report that drug overdose deaths in Maine are on the rise, Governor Janet Mills today convened a virtual opioid response summit. It's the second time Mills has convened experts, advocates, and those in recovery to help strengthen local and state response to the opioid crisis. As Patty White reports, the crisis has been exacerbated by the effects of the coronavirus pandemic.
In the first 3 months of the year, 127 Mainers died from drug overdoses. That's a 23% increase as compared to the last 3 months of 2019. And preliminary figures from the state show that the trend is continuing, with a projected total of 259 deaths for the first half of the year.
We are here today because of a state of emergency within a state of emergency.
Dr. Nirav Shah, director of the Maine Center for Disease Control, was among the speakers at the virtual summit. He describes the opioid crisis as an epidemic nestled within a pandemic, though the extent to which COVID-19 has affected substance use isn't yet fully clear. Shah says it has fueled an additional stressor, isolation.
At a time in their lives when folks who are struggling may need a shoulder to cry on, or a hand to hold, the strictures of COVID-19 may have meant that neither was there.
The pain of isolation and loneliness often drives people to seek relief in drugs or alcohol, says Dr. Vivek Murthy. He's the former U.S. Surgeon General who issued a landmark report in 2016 that identified addiction as a chronic illness instead of a moral failing. Murthy also recently wrote a book about loneliness, inspired in part by the stories he's heard from people with substance use disorder. While loneliness can lead to addiction, he says, social connection is an important part of the solution.
There were very few, if any, people I met who were in recovery, who didn't often describe a person or a group that was pivotal to their recovery process.
That was the case for at least one of several people in recovery who spoke at the virtual summit. Ryan, who didn't share his last name, says he started to drink when he was 13. He became addicted to opioids a few years later after a severe car accident. It took 2 decades, he says, to become sober.
There have been many attempts at sobriety over the years, and I firmly believe that the difference this time around is my willingness to get involved within the recovery community and helping newcomers through the process.
Ryan says he meets regularly with peers. Peer support is among the strategies that Governor Mills has focused on to tackle the opioid crisis. In her remarks at the summit, Mills highlighted that the state has trained more than 250 peer recovery coaches. Looking forward, her plans include establishing an overdose fatality review panel and a rapid response team to address overdose spikes in communities. Mills says she'll also focus on prevention and urged people to stay connected to others.
Knock on your neighbor's door. Open their fortress of solitude. Invite them back into society, into the world. Let's not be strangers.
Dr. Vivek Murthy says if he could rewrite his Surgeon General report on addiction, he would put more emphasis on the role of social supports in preventing substance use disorders. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And this is Maine Public Radio. It's 13 minutes before 6:00.